9 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Freddie Hammer, along with Lucas McFadden on Palmetto Mornings.
Good Monday morning.
I love Monday morning.
Yeah.
I'm loving the Monday morning anymore.
I know. Well, thank you.
It's very nice.
Well, I like you guys.
It's great to have Lucas McFadden on the team. Of course, we bring him on, and he's also still doing his duties at CN2. We can see him at night.
Yeah, you can watch both of us right now on Caporium Cable, channel 103. It's a great partnership. We are almost going to celebrate our first month together.
I know. This week.
I know.
It's 4 weeks.
Exciting. We're very lucky to have such great people in our community, especially the Humane Society of York County.
I love Mary Beth Knapp, too. Good morning to Mary Beth Knapp, who is she loves you like your dog. Hello.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. We're loving Monday today.
It's a good day. We've got sunshine. Things aren't flying off roofs like in other states. My goodness.
Yeah, we have okay weather. No dangerous weather.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'll take it.
Excellent. And it is also creamsicle day with our kitties, which is, explain what a creamsicle cat is.
Well, a creamsicle, that's my own little term. It's an orange and white tabby. And they're wonderfully yummy like a creamsicle.
They are yummy.
They are,
there you go.
Kobe's precious. I love the orange tabby.
Is Kobe not the handsomest boy ever?
He really is.
Kobe and both Henry, they're... Henry, they're both a hoot. So they're both very similar. Kobe is a very handsome, neutered, 3-year-old orange tabby. He has been with us over a year.
Okay.
Right?
Oh,
that
okay.
is just too long.
That is too long.
Yeah.
He needs a couch of his own, a window of his own, in his own forever home. So he's looking for his forever, and I want to know, is that you? So he's in search of the right family where he'd be the only cat and no children, please.
Okay.
Because that ends up being, you know, children just... pull and tug and stuff. So
right.
he'd prefer, instead of having it be bloody, he'd prefer no children.
Okay, all right.
You know, yeah, well, it's one of those things you have to teach children. You have to respect a pet. They have teeth. They have nails. And they hurt if they get, you know what I mean? So
yes.
it's a lesson learned. So come in and meet this boy. He has so much personality to
Kobe.
Offer. And ask for Kobe today.
Okay.
All right, with
That's-
a K.
With a K.
Kobe with a K. Cool personality.
Chubby Wubby Henry.
Oh.
I think
wow.
We've talked about Henry before, but he was one of the creamsicles. I just couldn't pass up this picture.
He's like, look at my toes.
He fills up the entire picture.
He does.
That's a lot of loving, though. We love it. That's what we want our cats, right?
Not necessarily. We'd like them to be healthy.
That's true.
He is so funny. He has the head, a little head like a tick, and then a big, big body.
All that fur.
Oh, gosh, no, it's a big body.
All right, I'm trying to give him a break.
I know.
He's fluffy.
I love that you're trying to give him an excuse, but no, he's a big one.
We just love him.
He's robust.
Oh,
no,
there you
it?
Go.
Fluffy. He's fluffy. So Henry's another handsome creamsicle neutered tabby, about 8 years old. He's very, he hasn't been with us as long as Kobe has, but his personality is very similar. He wants to be the only cat. He just wants to suck in all the love.
And treats.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Clearly.
He loves to play, and he is an absolute goofball. And it's always surprising when we're playing with him in the big cat room,
uh-huh.
he'll go for those feathers and he will flip in the air and stuff with all that fluffiness.
All those 19 pounds of cat.
Exactly. So it's pretty impressive, but he needs someone to do that with him all day long so he can work that off.
Okay.
So if that's you, come in and ask for Henry. Henry is handsome, beautiful. He just needs to be an only cat.
Okay. And lots of plaguing.
And lots of playing, that's right. And he will entertain he'll entertain you. Then we have Canine of the Week, and this gorgeous girl is Onyx.
She's beautiful.
Like a statue. Literally looks like a statue.
Oh, gosh. Well, she's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
She is looking for a stable and loving home.
Okay.
Unfortunately, so many times, I have some noise in the background here, sorry. So many times... our babies come in from situations that, of course, they have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
So this little girl was bounced from home to home to home, then finally surrendered to a rescue. Mm. Can you imagine, I mean, just the hurt?
And the trust she loses.
Exactly.
People.
Exactly. So she's looking for a stable home. She's mm-hmm. about a year and a half. She would love a family who has the patience to work with her. She loves her morning walk, so an active family or person would mm-hmm. be preferable.
Okay.
And she loves it when you get when you got a brisk walk going.
Sure.
She is prey oriented, which means she'll keep your yard pest free.
Okay.
I like
get
the
rats.
Spin on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
She's she is a little anxious, And when she came in, she was very anxious. So she's getting better with the help of our volunteers. But exercise always helps. So if you are like an avid runner, she's your girl.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, she is your girl.
Okay.
So she's playful. She loves to play in the yard with toys. She also likes to relax and give some affection. So it just takes, sometimes, you know, people think that dogs and cats all respond the same way. They have personalities just like you and I do. So sometimes it takes a little longer to warm up. Sometimes it takes a little longer to grow some or build the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Onyx. She just needs someone who wants to take a little time.
Sure.
And then as her confidence comes out, oh my goodness, this beautiful girl will show her stuff.
Oh, she's got a pretty color right there with her marking right down the center.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah, it kind of looks like our upside down palmetto tree a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That does. It sure does.
Yeah.
That to me is a little bit of maybe border collie in there.
Okay.
Something
hence
like
running.
That.
Hence yeah. the running a lot, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And herding.
And herding, yeah, and jumping.
The herding, the jumping, the running. That's right.
Well, there's a perfect family for her, for sure.
That is right. And today is our last day to get your ticket order in for the Paws for Life celebration, which is this Saturday.
Okay.
It's finally here, folks. So let's get your tickets. I need to put my food order in today. So if you want to eat, you got to get a ticket.
All right. Okay.
A little incentive, right?
Yes.
We have got a huge lineup of awesome items, which I'm going to open up bidding on today. So okay. You can actually start bidding.
Oh, that's cool.
You can register today, start bidding today, come to the event, have a wonderful time. Excuse me. It includes a sit-down meal. It includes beer, wine, and cider included in the ticket, some dancing, a nice presentation with our program, and shopping to save a life.
Okay.
So get your ticket today. And, of course, I say this every week, and I'm sorry I have to repeat myself, but we need cat litter.
Okay.
Okay,
it is a constant. As I mentioned last week, 38 kittens waiting to come in our door. 38. Yes. And we're turning them away left and right. So as we get them in, we'll fill up again. So therefore, that's why we need so much cat litter.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you're changing it all the time.
Oh,
you keep it really clean.
Oh, my goodness.
That is exactly right.
With 38.
And, of course, help us spread the word. Get those pictures out there. When you see our pictures, share it on your social media, share it on your Instagram, Snapchat, etc. And that helps find the perfect people for our babies. And it all matters. So get involved, of course, volunteer. That I say that all the time. It does the heart good. You can volunteer at events like
that's right.
We're doing this weekend. You can volunteer at the thrift shop, the rescue. You can do thank you cards at home. There's so many things you can do.
All that love is free to give.
It is so free, exactly.
And very rewarding, I know, for sure, for so many, for the animals and for the people doing the work as well as humans.
Oh, my gosh. I think we get more out of it than they do.
Yeah, that's
true.
We
really do.
Go to humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. Of course, your shelter back there at the back behind Regent Park over the railroad tracks.
That's right. Third building on the left over the railroad tracks.
You can't miss it.
8177 Regent Parkway.
It has the fence because you can see and everybody's walking dogs out in there.
That's right.
That's right. Hopefully you'll notice us very quickly because there'll be activity going on.
That's right. Hey, Mary Beth, we heard CN2. We gave you you got a little surprise last week.
Oh my goodness, it was a very big surprise. Mia got me.
Yes. All right. So you have to turn in though on Tuesday. If folks are listening to CN2, we don't want to give away the surprise.
That's right.
But you need to turn in Tuesday on CN2 starting at 6. To see why Mary Beth made the news. And it's not for necessarily her big event coming up this weekend that we learn a lot more about it.
Thank you guys very much.
You're great, Mary Beth. Thank you so much.
You have a great week.
You do same.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.